Finally, this hour, prosecutors in Chicago have revealed that the former head of a sports memorabilia auction house has admitted to altering one of the rarest and most valuable of all baseball cards. It's all part of a mail fraud case. We're not going to focus on that, but on the card itself and what makes it so special. It dates back to 1909, and the man on the front is Pittsburgh Pirates shortstop Honus Wagner. This Wagner card was once owned by hockey great Wayne Gretzky, and it was featured in a TV special back in the early 90s with magician David Copperfield.
The great shortstop, Honus Wagner, didn't want his young fans to have to buy tobacco to get his baseball card, so he had his cards recalled and destroyed. Only a few survive, and this one's in mint condition. It's sort of the Mona Lisa of baseball cards. That's why it's worth so much.
Copperfield famously tore the card in half, although he didn't really, of course. Later, it sold at auction for $2.8 million. For more on what makes this card so special, I'm joined by Ken Golden, the founder of Golden Auctions in West Berlin, New Jersey. Ken, welcome to the program.
I'm glad to be here.
And we heard David Copperfield there give an explanation for why there are so few of these cards out there. They were issued by the American Tobacco Company, right, in cigarette packs. And the story goes that Honus Wagner didn't want kids to buy cigarettes to get his card. Is that true?
Yes. The story goes that he contacted the company and they, on his say-so, they withdrew the card from production, supposedly destroyed everything, but about 150, it's estimated, got out, and maybe around 50 of them exist today.
Okay. Well, you've seen them yourself. In fact, you sold one recently, right? How much did you get for it?
We sold a Honus Wagner card that was known as a jumbo because it had oversized borders, and we actually set a record for the highest price trading card ever sold at auction at $2.1 million.
That's a really shocking amount of money. Can you describe the card for us? What's his expression?
It's kind of a stoic look, basically, just sitting there and, in a studio shot. It's not an action shot.
Not an action shot. Okay.
No.
Well, tell us more about Honus Wagner. We heard a little bit, shortstop for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Hall of Famer, right?
Yes, correct. Honus Wagner was one of the original five members of the Baseball Hall of Fame. A lot of people forget that at the turn of the century, late 19th century, early 20th century, he was the number one player in baseball. He held the record for most batting championships at the time. He went into the Hall of Fame with Babe Ruth and Ty Cobb and actually was elected in 1936 with the same number of votes as the great Babe Ruth, which shows you what type of esteem they held for him back then. And he is, without question, considered the greatest shortstop ever to play the game of baseball.
Well, if you're a baseball card collector and you're holding a Honus Wagner card in your hand, is that a huge thrill? I mean, is that just a great feeling?
I'm going to be very, very sad to let the card that we sold go.
Oh, yeah.
It's certainly gotten me a lot of publicity. It's an absolutely gorgeous, stunning portrait of Honus Wagner set across a an orange background. It's magical. But when you hold this card, I sold a piece of cardboard for $2.1 million. I mean, let's just look at it like that.
Yeah.
A small piece of cardboard for $2.1 million. It is probably the lightest amount of multi-million dollar thing you can own, have in your hand. I can't imagine that there is a diamond that weighs as little as that card weighed and would sell for more money.
Well, Ken, thanks for talking to us about Honus Wagner and his baseball cards. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
That's Ken Golden, the founder of Golden Auctions in West Berlin, New Jersey.
I said, come on, Wally, give me one more moonshine, 'cause I'm a baseball card lover. I'm a baseball card lover.
He's a baseball card lover.
I'm a baseball card lover. Honey, show me your cards.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.